T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Kristaps Porzingis' brother did that interview.
Yes, Giannis.
Giannis with
And he is his agent right now.
Yeah, he works now, I think, for, I forget who Kristaps' agency is, but he's like in the office of that agency.
Right.
So you have to think when he talks, I don't know if he speaks for Kristaps Porzingis, but they obviously have a close relationship. And it's funny because I took 3 major things out of the interview that he did. The one that's getting the most attention to me, I think, is the least interesting story because I don't buy it. And that's, it's not all about the money. You know, what can the Knicks do for Kristaps? And the idea that he would leave as a free agent in 3 more
years.
And actually take less money and turn down an extension so that he can get to unrestricted free agency. I think it's a non-story because I don't believe it.
I don't buy it.
I think it's
all
complete BS.
I do too.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Nope.
I think what his brother's trying to do is trying to wield power and try to, like, scare the Knicks into, like, I guess, listening to him. But listen to him about what?
Right.
Anyways,
no, you're 100%
GM?
Right.
So that got the headlines. I don't think that's the biggest story. I'll tell you the biggest stories. Number one, the Melo stuff. He basically...
He's way off base on what he said about Melo. He's completely wrong.
About the way Melo was treated as compared to Porzingis?
Yeah.
That aspect of it?
I definitely think so. Melo was treated terribly by Phil Jackson, and Melo handled it brilliantly. To be very honest, I thought Melo handled the situation very well.
Giannis disagreed and called out his leadership.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, what I think is interesting is that how Kristaps feels? Because all we've heard is that Porzingis loves Melo.
Right, right.
Now, maybe that's Giannis and not Kristaps.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
But I thought the comments about Melo basically called out his leadership.
I thought that was way off base, what he said about Melo. I really do. Because I don't see what – I thought Melo handled Phil Jackson as well as you can handle him.
It was a very
– Phil was throwing him under the bus every second.
It was just a very bad situation.
Terrible.
You know, and I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Because maybe the relationship between Melo and Porzingis
was not as good as we thought it was.
Great as we thought.
Maybe.
The other thing was the idea of skipping the exit interview, which was a bad move.
And they said they planned it all along.
Yeah, he said skipping the exit interview wasn't an emotional decision. Giannis told the Latvian publication Sports of Eyes, it wasn't a spontaneous action. We've been thinking about it for a long time, and it was considered an honest, well-thought decision we came up with together. It was a logical next step for us, which wouldn't have been in our situation, but now after we did it, we're in another. Well thought out. It was dumb.
Of course it was
dumb.
You
work for the New York Knicks.
And it was planned?
It was
premeditated?
That makes it worse.
Of course.
Like, if
it
was,
it does.
If it was a spontaneous 22-year-old emotional decision, you could say, you know what, he's a kid. He made a dumb mistake.
Right, right.
His brother's giving him really bad advice.
Terrible advice.
If you have a problem with the Knicks and the dysfunction, what you should probably do in the exit interview is say that. It's an exit interview.
But right now, where's the dysfunction? I mean, Porzingis so far, he is now the focal point, the face of his franchise. He's gotten off to a tremendous start. What's the issue? Melo's gone.
No, but this was before that.
No, I understand that. But where's the issue now? Where is it?
I think the issues are gone now, but I think at the time, all those issues were still around.
Okay, Phil Melo.
But you still can't skip the exit interview. That was a bad move by Porzingis.
That was a terrible move. It was a terrible move. And look, I don't know what's going to happen with his brother. But here's the bottom line. You know, and you pretty much said it. Look, Porzingis is the face of the franchise. He's got a chance. Kristaps Porzingis has a chance to be, you know, I don't, what's the right word here? To be an icon in his franchise. I mean, we're waiting a long time for this guy. I mean, the brother has to know the position that Porzingis is in, the potential that awaits him here in New York.
He knows that, hence why he said the Knicks need Porzingis more than Porzingis needs the Knicks. Because of what you just said, we've been waiting for this guy.
Right.
We need this guy. So he's saying, the Knicks need us more than we need him.
Yeah, but I don't know if I necessarily buy that, to be very, very honest with you.
I think they both need each other.
They do, of course they
do. You want to measure who needs who?
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
And the way to get to free agency, unrestricted free agency, as soon as possible, is a way that Porzingis and no NBA player is going to go for. which means turning down this extension that you
can
get from the Knicks
and
basically playing for a lot less money for a couple of years. He's not doing that.
Of course he's not doing that.
I don't believe him.
I'm with you. Don't buy it for a second. Don't buy it for a second.
It's just the things he said in this interview, if Porzingis is with him, doesn't make, in my opinion, Porzingis look very good.
This guy, let me just say this, too. The brother, obviously, he's given Porzingis terrible advice, and he comes off like a guy that just doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he comes off like an amateur. Like, he has no clue how to be an agent.
Like you even said, Porzingis, yes. Did Porzingis get heat for missing the exit interview? Absolutely.
Sure, and he deserved it.
No doubt. He still does.
Of course.
But Melo was the guy who was always taking the brunt of everything more than Porzingis
was. And Melo, to come out and say that Melo was this disruptive force, whatever he called him, I mean, this guy was getting thrown under the bus. Whatever you think of Melo, Phil Jackson was throwing this guy under the bus left and right all year last year. Any shot he could take at him, he did. And Melo took the high road. I didn't hear Melo say anything really that negative about anything, did he?
No.
Where was it?
I don't think he really.
Of course not.
Did anything that badly. Now, maybe Porzingis loves Melo and looked at him as a leader, and this is his brother
maybe,
who has an issue.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I thought those two things
terrible.
Were more interesting than the whole contract extension.
You're not wrong.
Because I don't believe it. I don't buy it. He's not going anywhere.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
But
you're
he is
right.
A tremendous player who's got a chance to be a great
he's
player.
He's got a chance to be that guy we've been waiting for a lot of years. That's no doubt about it.
No question. But some of these comments are like, come on.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.